before Christmas and you're lying in bed. Visions of presents dancing your nasty little head. Look like an angel, you're a devil instead. You're gonna pay for all the things you said. Tell you why, you picked Santa's pocket and you stole his reindeer. You're only 8 years old, I caught you drinking beer. You paint the cat red and you pierce the dog's ear.
Hey everyone, I'm Annie.
And I'm Jen.
This is the AG podcast.
It is.
Yay! Well, Jen, welcome back. And man, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. It was small because it was just our little pods. Is that what people call them, apparently? Your people that you see because you don't go anywhere else? My pod people.
Yeah. I always kind of thought you were a pod person anyway. That's why I never went in your basement. But yeah, that explains that.
Yeah, a little pod. And then we FaceTimed, you know, with the others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what we did too. It was just my husband and I, but we FaceTimed with our kids and that was really nice.
FaceTime.
Because we miss them.
My little Peanut, and she gave me kisses, grabbed the phone and gave me kisses because she's so cute.
She is a doll. Man, I'm jealous. But yeah, we hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving too. It's a weird one, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And I heard somebody say, and I thought this was a cool idea, they were like, when this is all done, you know, when everybody's vaccinating stuff next year, we should have a new, like a national day of Thanksgiving for it being done, which is basically just an excuse. We all need a day off work. We can get together with our family. So that sounded good to me, but.
It does. See. But, you know, I mean, some things never change. Even with all this going on, you can just count on some things because still, even in this crazy 2020, I have my annual photo of my dad sound asleep in the chair.
There you go.
Well, everyone's
and once again, no one ever ate my green bean casserole. So yeah, some things are the same. Oy. Yeah. But you know, we muddle through. We have, you know, a couple more holidays and we'll get there. So we're thinking of you guys. We are thankful for you. Thankful for the band, thankful for you. Appreciate you hanging in there with us. But what else are we thankful for, Jen?
We are thankful that there is a new Goo Goo Dolls album out.
And it's called?
It's called It's Christmas All Over.
And I emphasize that because we had trouble saying it earlier. Yeah.
I may be on my first cup of coffee. So.
And it's like 2. So.
Well, I went to bed at like 7.
Oh, God. Okay. Fantastic new Goo Goo Dolls album. I tell you what, man, months and months and months ago when they started talking about Christmas album, I was like, okay, I love it. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, you know, still lacking the Grinch song,
yeah,
but whatever.
Come on, you ain't getting nothing's basically a Grinch song.
Are you surprised to learn that's my favorite song?
I love that song.
Yeah. So. I mean, if I can't get Grinch, I'll take that.
Well, when I love This Is Christmas. I love Better Days with Sydney singing. Gives you the feels, you know.
My dad loves that. My dad loves that new version.
Yeah, she's so cute. But yeah, it was awesome, and I'm so glad it's out. And we need something positive and uplifting and kind of normal. Right now, get something normal like a Christmas album.
Well, I'm never going to have anything normal.
This
going
is true,
on, but
but I loved it. I love it, and I've loved all the videos. I've everything. It's just been great.
Mm-hmm. And the single is "This Is Christmas,"
which is all again. It's just like so emotional and Christmassy, and I like that.
Oh my God, my mom loves that song. My mom's a Christmas fanatic. I know I've said this before. She's like, she needs one of those sweaters that says I'm watching my Hallmark Christmas movie or whatever. Like she's full into it. She starts wanting to decorate and like she gets excited when QVC does Christmas in July. She's full on. So anyway, she loves the song. She said that is her new favorite Christmas song.
Well, there you go.
And she wants everyone to know that it's going to be a classic. Mm-hmm. And she was kind of pissed that it got cut off on the parade.
Yeah. And that's another, boy, good segue there, Jen. So the guys, once again, did the Macy's parade, which was kind of cool to have it again. Again, something decent that's sort of normal. And a lot of people pissed off that the song got cut, but really good compliments from people on it. you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they sounded great. It would just been nice maybe to hear more than a third of the song.
Well, Jen, but if they just did that, there'd be no time for commercials. I mean, that's the most important thing, right?
That's true. And we did have NASA Snoopy, so.
That's true. That's true. So, yeah, it was a weird one. I was just happy they did it because, like, during World War II, you know, they didn't do it for 2 or 3 years. So I was just happy that they put all the time in, they being the people who do the parade, Macy's and such, not uh-huh. the band. But I was really happy that it got figured out how to still have it. So, you know, I'm the weepy one, obviously. So, like, you know, when Tom Turkey starts it, but then Santa comes at the end and I, like, lose it because I'm two, you know.
That's my daughter spends the night before Thanksgiving at my parents every year, even though she's now 22, mm-hmm. because she started this when she was younger, so that her and my mom can get up and watch the parade, and then they get really excited when Santa comes.
Yeah, me too.
Even though she's 22.
Doesn't matter. I'm older than 22, and that's the start of Christmas to me, is when you see
this is Father their Christmas. Thing. Yeah. They've done forever.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
And they kind of started that because this is going to sound like social services is going to come for me. Guess whose mom was not awake for the parade to start ever?
Yours?
My kids.
Oh. No, my... Well.
So, you know, I would, you know, I had several years where I would drag myself out of bed to watch mm-hmm. it with her. And then my mom was like, you know, she would call and like, are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching? And finally I was like, oh my God, y'all just need to get together. Like I said it sarcastically and that's what they do now.
I think that's a good compromise. And then you just have to get up in time to see Santa, so it's good. But I thought the guys...
No, I recorded excuse me.
I thought the guys sounded great. Some weird comments of people that didn't, you know. They're like, oh, is there only two guys in the band? I didn't remember that. I'm like, oh, honey, it's taped. Please figure it out. It's COVID. The fewer people we can have go, the better, you know? Yeah. So, but many...
I know, it's funny. I said... my husband, again, I recorded it. I wasn't not when it was on. So my husband went he had had it playing while he was doing other stuff. Cause he gets up in the morning, like mm-hmm. he's crazy. He does mm-hmm. like productive stuff at like 8 in the morning. So he was trying to rewind. He's like, oh, I know it's at this part or whatever. And I said, oh, they're on that, the turkey float with the Lego turkey. And he said, it's a dragon. Yeah. And so we were like arguing about a turkey or a dragon. And then I saw it was a dragon turkey. You were both right. What was the Lego connection? Was there a connection there between the song and Lego?
No, Lego just sponsored the float.
Okay, mm-hmm. just one.
Yeah. And you're not a parent until you've stepped on a Lego early in the morning and impaled yourself. That's...
And taught your kid all kinds of new words.
Doing special words. Although my kids knew those words. We actually got called to school one time when my son was tiny. I think I've told you this, like second grade. Because he was saying a certain word in class. And
Annie, you know that your phone turns off.
Oh, fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. People keep... There's an off button. But we got called in and the teacher was pissed at me. Because she's like, he keeps saying that's not a swear word in Ireland. It's like, well, he's right, but okay. And she goes, and I've informed him he's going to school in the United States. So I'm like, well.
Yeah, I remember one time when my daughter was probably 6, 7. She was young. I don't know what happened or how it came about, but my mom told her that piss was not a cuss word. Which I get that technically it isn't, but you also don't want a 7-year-old saying it. So,
true. But
there's my fam. Shameless East Coast.
Better than your second grader yelling, fuck, yelling the F word in class for things. So, yeah, that was not good. But anyway, so that happened. And that was grand. And we could talk about that all day. But yeah, I won't last that long. So we also finished up the auction then.
We did. And thank you, everyone. It was so great. It was such a big success. We're so excited about that.
I'm kind of stunned. I didn't expect it to do that well.
Yeah.
11 things or whatever. So
I keep telling you, you never listen to me.
I know. What did you say? Sorry. We had a little bit of a debacle with the Buy It Now items because we're control freaks and we weren't doing it this year. So we would like to tell you that if we were doing it, it would have worked out. But we fixed it, so that's fine. But
yeah, we had our whole trip planned, mm-hmm. our whole Buffalo trip planned to go up there and get everything all pre-boxed up mm-hmm. and ready for shipping and all that kind of stuff. And our trip was literally planned for the week after everything shut down. It was like close because mm-hmm. we were iffy on canceling things, so we couldn't go and box it up like we usually do. So it was just miscommunication and. We're sorry about that. I felt bad. Like I was sending emails and then Annie was sending apology emails.
It was, weird, but it got taken care of. But yeah, yep. in March, when what Jen's talking about is usually a bunch of people from the site meet in Buffalo. We use Compass House's vast conference room thing at the Resource Center we have people shoot pictures of items. We prepackage them, label them, all that kind of stuff and get it all done. And we were doing that, going to do that. It was the second week of March, wasn't it? It was the third week of March. Third week, yeah. And so Jen and I had this conversation where we were like, well, do you think this COVID thing is going to be, like, is this a big deal then? And it's going to, you know, should we still go? And decided not to. Things looked sketchy. And then by that time, when it came around to the third week, the whole country was... on lockdown, basically. So it was a good call.
Yep.
Yeah. But we will be doing it next time. So that will go. That's going to be fun too. So, but thank you everyone so much once again for not only the people that bought things, but we had a ton of people just make donations to Compass House. Once again, if you don't know, Compass House is Buffalo's only shelter and resource center for runaway and homeless teens. And man, do they any money, because there's a lot of kid out right now. So
yep.
Thank you again very much for doing that. What do we got next, Jen?
What do we have next? We had a winner from our mm-hmm. auction. We had a little auction just on the site for people who the items went through the roof. Thank crazy. You, everybody. It was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy how high some of the items were going for. So we thank you for that, but just, you know, we know that everybody can't afford to do
and
that.
And I want to interrupt you and say, and thank you to the band for donating them. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much. Yeah. So some of the items, all of them went super high. All of them were out of my price range. So thank you. But, you know, we know people want to donate and everyone can't afford to bid on the items. So, you know, everyone who just donated, no matter what amount mm-hmm. and sent us their receipt, we put them in a little raffle. We just threw them in the auction and picked out a winner. So we have the winner of that, and that is Tiffany Van Erden.
Cool.
So congrats, Tiffany.
Thank you. You
will be getting your merch pack soon in the mail.
Very cool. And just for so you guys know, because in a little bit here, we're going to talk about a massive new contest that we're just starting.
Massive.
Yes, it really is, actually, sir. Shipping is obviously pretty screwed up, and they're saying our shipping's doing fine, but I mean just delayed, right? And so right now we're saying, you know, anything that we ship out before the 6th, after the 6th, might not make it in time for Christmas. So when we do have that contest and talk about it in a bit, just know it's things take a while right now. It's kind of
even with this contest, I mean, it's ready to go, but we could send it out today and just wing in a prayer when it gets there.
Well, Laura that does our shipping, usually like you win something, Laura goes to the post office like the next day with it. Because of COVID, Laura's trying to really limit that. She lives in Wisconsin mm-hmm. where COVID is just everywhere. And so nice hand motion there. Did you notice that? That's pretty cool. She's just rolling her eyes.
I like your hand motions.
See?
I'm not rolling my eyes. I looked up.
Anyway, so she's only going like once a week. So, and thank you to her for doing that too. So, but yeah, coming up now, we've got on Tuesday, we've got Giving Tuesday.
Yes.
Which is once a year, National Day, where they do that. You want to explain a little bit more about that, Jen?
I noticed a lot of different things. Is it starting to be a thing like multiple Tuesdays now because seems I saw like this past Tuesday people mm-hmm. were doing it, and then we're going to this coming Tuesday. So this coming Tuesday for Giving Tuesday, both Robbie and John are doing events for Giving Tuesday. I know that John is doing his for the
Westfield.
I was trying to get the like official name for it, but for Westfield for food banks in New Jersey. So that's mm-hmm. cool. It's going to be like a little. Is it like a porch? Is he?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure if it's from the porch or if it's going to be in a studio or.
Yes.
What the deal is. You're like, yeah. Which way? Studio or porch, Annie?
I'm like, whatever.
I often give Annie two or three options and she just says yes.
Actually, I believe it's from his house.
Yeah. Planned so it's to be. The town of Westfield's Facebook page will actually host a live stream concert with him.
Very cool.
So, yeah, I don't think you have to like, you don't have to be in that area, obviously, because they don't want people gathered around someone's house. It's kind of.
Yeah, you would creepy. Not be allowed to come up. So, don't make a great plan like, I've figured out where he lives or something and I'm just going to go. That it doesn't work that way.
Yep. So that's the 29th. So by the time you hear this, it's already going to be.
It'll already be done. Taped it'll anyway. Be up on Giving Tuesday, though. That's really awesome. Also, yes. They're selling amazing shirts for Music is Art.
Yes, they are. There's some really cool ones on there if you haven't checked them out. There's a lot of cool designs.
Yep. So we're going to put the link. I'm writing it down so I don't forget again. MIA link. And some of them are really amazing. They benefit Music is Art, Robbie's organization. And again, if you want to get your items by Christmas, you have to order them by the 6th. So make sure.
Also, a thing about John's performance. There's also an online auction that starts on Sunday, which is today. But by the time you guys listen to it, it's already started. But it runs from the 29th of November at 7 to December 18th at 11:59 p.m. And it's John with the town of Westfield and the Westfield United Fund. And it's to raise funds for the Westfield Food Pantry and the Community Food Bank of New Jersey. And that is at 7 p.m. The one long. Oh, my God. Just forget it. I can't.
New lips today, huh?
Yeah, they're all worn out now. At 7 p.m.
Not commenting.
I just love your face. The online auction will open and bids can be placed through December 18th, like I said. And some items John donated will be a personal backyard performance.
Sweet.
Must be outdoors with a maximum of 30 guests with social distancing and all that COVID protocols. Mm-hmm. It has to be within Union County or 30 minutes of Westfield, but that's pretty cool. A personal backyard performance is up for auction. And John's Taylor guitar that was used during the 29th performance, the November 29th performance. And 50 autographed copies of the new album. It's Christmas all over.
You know, I have to say, in March, when we found out and heard pretty early on that the tour was going to be canceled, all the stuff is canceled, I kind of thought, now what? Now what? How are they going to do this? So they're still doing promotion. So they're still out there. So we're still seeing band. I can't keep up with everything now. I mean, it's just been amazing all the stuff they've done. And so props to them, man, and a ton of it for charity, which...
Yeah, calm down. I'm sleepy.
People will remember. People will remember what the Goose did for charity. You know, it's pretty damn awesome. And so I just think that's amazing. And props to John for doing that. Props to Robbie for going over and aboard for Music is Art and everything else. The food banks. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome. There's also a raffle with that for the Westfield auction. There's a raffle for anybody who donates above $25, just a blanket donation. They're having a raffle for an autographed Goo Goo Dolls turntable, the ones that they have on the site.
Okay.
So if you donate $25 or more, you're in.
That link will be down below this podcast. So make sure you click on that. And please give generously. You know, in our family, of course, my kids are older. But we frequently do a thing where we make a donation at Christmas for somebody in their name. And that's always kind of cool. My kids have done that for me, too. So I like that. Mostly to the ACLU, which go ACLU. Boop, boop. Wednesday, the Snoopy tree has its day.
Oh God, I know. The memes for this poor tree are so amazing.
Oh my God. If you don't know what we're talking about the tree lighting in Rockefeller Square. It is just that tree. They fixed it up now though.
Yeah, they got a fluffer.
Yeah, they got a fluffer in the, and they put in extensions, like hair extensions. They said they're going to drill holes and add branches. But when that tree first went up, I was like, that's 2020. That's it right there, man. It's like falling over and kind of skaggy looking and
my balding. Favorite was just a picture of the tree and someone photoshopped Charlie Brown at the bottom saying, good grief. I just love
it. Well, it is a 75-foot Norway spruce, but it is a sad tree. It'll look amazing, though. I mean, we've had some terrible trees at our house, and you throw enough lights and stuff on them, they look great. Who cares? And the band, once again, will be there performing, and that is from 7 to 10 Eastern on NBC.
And on December 2nd.
On December 2nd, which is Wednesday.
Yes, it is. Am I the only one that feels sad for the little owl that was in the tree?
I didn't hear about that.
Oh, they found an owl in the tree. I mean, he's fine and alive, but like he's not at his home. He woke up and all of a sudden he's in Rockefeller Center.
And now
his family's probably like, where'd Dad go? He just went out for cigarettes. He's not back.
Typical owl story happens all the time.
I know.
Now
I
he's
know.
Living in Soho, you know, right? Like two flat. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they said that they, you know, he went to like a wildlife refuge and they're, you know, the story was like this all warm and fuzzy feel good story. No, it's not. That man, that owl has a family. How do you relocate him and they don't know where he went?
Well, you know, it's just a slippery slide. Is, you know, the little owlets now will, you know, be raised without a father. And it's a tough one. But anyway, for those of us that aren't insane, it's just,
owl's really cute.
Off the road. The owl's, I didn't see it, but owls in general.
You have to. I'll send you the link. He's wrapped up in a little towel, and you can tell by the look on his face, he is pissed.
Didn't expect to be on TV, that's why.
But he's like, really?
Really? I don't know. My agent clear this? I don't know. So make sure you go to the tree lighting, guys, because it's going to be awesome. And for me, it's, again, really cool to do some of these things that are like, this is a normal thing for me to watch.
Don't make sure you go to it. I don't think they're encouraging crowds to come around and watch.
You can't. Yeah.
I thought you said go to it. Make sure you go to it. I'm like, nope.
Just like the parade. Very, very, very limited. But I like these things that are, you know, let's do this because we always do this. Mm-hmm. Might be doing them in my pajamas, but, you know.
It makes you feel better because it's something you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that it?
It does. Because things are pretty wacky right now, but that will be cool. And then, like that, December 12th, a day that'll live in infamy. Actually, the 11th, if you pre-buy. But lots of things happening on the 12th, too. So jump in, Jen.
What is it?
It is the premiere.
On the 12th. Go ahead.
No.
We're so together on who's going to announce.
I know.
On the 12th, the Goo Goo Dolls are doing their first ever augmented reality virtual Christmas special. I don't know what kind of adjectives to throw in there.
Mm-hmm. Called?
It's Christmas All Over?
Oh my God. I can't take you anywhere. It's Christmas All Over. It's going to be fantastic. It is on Fantrax. And if you have a Fantrax subscription, which is $2.99, you get to see it on the 11th. And if you, there's a few VIP packages left. If you're a Fantrax member still from the thing that they did last, the performance they did last month, you can go on there. You can purchase a virtual meet and greet, some merch, and then you get to see it on the 11th. So if you're anxious to see it, make sure you see it then. But the world premiere of it will be on the 12th, and it is going to be amazing, and people are really going to like it.
Awesome. You promise me?
I promise you. Have I ever lied to you?
No.
You feel that look? She's like, all the time.
Never.
Suddenly, I feel like...
Oh, no, you look great today, Jen.
I feel like the owl mother telling you your dad's gone. You know, yeah.
The bright lights of the city got him.
No, he went to New York. No one ever saw him again. Oh my God. It's going to be awesome. And it's, I like that it's coming out then, because anything else you got planned for the holidays coming up after that, you're good. So it's really, we saw the clip of it.
Yeah.
I get Jen in between slurps of whatever's in her cup. It look really good.
The way you said that, I thought you meant like, we saw a clip no one else did. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, it was up. Everyone saw it.
Jen's like, did I forget already? Yeah.
Yes, the clip looked very, very fun. Looks like it'll be fun.
Yeah, it does. But all of this being said, and we are grateful for all this the band is doing, and it's awesome, is not the reason why I'm so psyched today.
Hold on.
Come on. Is there another thing?
Oh my God.
I'm so anxious about this. I hate you making me
see
late.
What I have to put up with, and just know that it is amplified by.
It really is. But we could have led with what's coming up, but instead you made me wait till the end. And then every time I try to get to it, you're like, nope, there's another. What's the next thing, Jen?
Look.
What?
You always save the best for last.
Mm-hmm. What did I forget?
That's why I get up so late.
That's why. Okay.
You like that? December 15th, there is a Kiss cover album coming out.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. And it includes Robbie's single with the Kiss cover band. What was it? Kiss This? That's the name of the Kiss cover band. Of Hard Luck Woman. That was out a while back. Great. But that is also included on the album. And the proceeds benefit Compass House. So it's really awesome.
That is very awesome. That is very cool.
It's awesome. And if you pre-order the album, you now get the download of Robbie's version of Hard Luck Woman. So that's awesome, because I know a lot of people were asking about that, wanting to know if it was available when it first came out around Halloween, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So yeah, so that's awesome. So head over, pre-order the Kiss cover album, and you'll get the download of Robbie's version of Hard Luck Woman. Cool.
I was just thinking about how roles have changed, how you now keep me in line during COVID, and I'm like all over the place, and someday I'll just be a spreadsheet. I know.
I'm sorry. When has anyone had to keep me in line?
Wow. I don't even know where to go with that one.
Just over here sipping my coffee.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're always so mild-mannered, Jen. And let me see. Well, you're moving too quick. I can't see. Because we're doing this from home. Was it a bit of a pumpkin movies? Yep. That's great. Great mug, Jen. Jen, can I now talk about what I want to? Or are you just going to like slap me down again?
Hold on.
Oh, dear God.
Okay, go.
I've been waiting so long for this. I'm so excited. Okay, so premise is 2020 sucked. We all agree 2020 sucked. There's been high points. There's been some cool things. And yay for those, right? Mm-hmm, wish you could see my fabulous hand motions here.
Uh-huh.
But overall, it's pretty much sucked. And so we had a meeting on the AG site, and we decided that we wanted to give you guys something, I don't know, more optimistic, more fun than what we're all dealing with right now. So between December 1st and December 25th, we're having a massive contest on the site that is called the Absolute Goo Christmas Party.
Yay!
As we argued over, and everybody kept, we didn't argue. There were some interesting names put forth.
First of all, we have never in the history of this site argued anyone on the site.
Okay. I keep waiting for her nose to like stretch out and poke through onto the computer screen. But okay, Jen, we'll go with that. But
proceed.
Okay. We're having a massive contest. So what this is, I'm doing my
little
happy
dance. What is it?
Hey, it is 25 days of presents. And so what we're going to do, Scott's like working away on it now. Hello, Scott, our IT guy. But every day, there's going to be a different either a trivia question or something we want you to do, like picture with your goo merch or, you know, Christmas ornament thing or stuff like that. I'm not the one in charge of those things, so I can't give you those things, but I am in charge of the goodies. So
deliver me vodka.
Yeah. Deliver Jen vodka. Gosh, you're so mean to me. And so every single day, and we're going to announce every night. So every night you will know by the end of the day if you won. And it's going to be, we're not going to tell you what's in your package. It's just like Christmas. It's going to come to your house and you're going to find out what it is. We will say the smallest thing it will be is like a guitar pick used by John or Robbie and some Absolute Goo merch. That is the smallest thing. Mm-hmm. We're not prepared to tell you yet what the biggest thing is.
Oh, because that's what I want to hear about the big thing.
Jen's coming to your house. No.
Oh, thanks a lot.
So we're going to put up little teasers and stuff of things. But every single day between the 1st and the 25th, you guys have a chance to win something. It is going to be amazing. I'm super stoked about it because usually like we'll have a contest, you know, every other week or something like that. This is like a blowout. And we are, when we say blowout, we mean it literally. A lot of this is going to be stuff that we've had for a while. Sitting around from previous albums. New album coming. But yeah, so it's going to be really amazing. And then the New Year's Eve thing is off the hook. But what
like
do you think?
Like an advent calendar.
It is like an advent calendar. Yeah. So we're super stoked about it. Thank you to Kate on our site that came up with the concept and was like, mm-hmm. why don't we just do it every day? So we're super stoked. You're going to get a newsletter out on Tuesday morning announcing it and telling you. And we'll announce every night in the PM shift. If you guys haven't noticed, we have people at work morning and different people at work in the evenings.
We got morning, noon, and night.
Morning, noon, and night. Until Jen gets off the house arrest, then it'll change.
But I'm going to see if the owl wants the intern.
There you go. It wouldn't be the strangest intern we've ever had on the site. Oh my God. Yeah, side note, and Annie is not allowed to hire interns for this site anymore because I guess my, would you call it my,
crazy radar?
Crazy radar. I was going to say something worse. So that sounds a lot better. It is off probably because I've been out too much at too many shows, but yeah. And so now
at least you've come around. At least you've come around to when I say to you, please just trust my gut.
Jen will say, I'm like, okay, they've worked really hard. Like we do this whole internship program where people, it's like this few months and they get through this whole thing. And then we have to decide to narrow it down to one person who's going to be on the site. And I'll be like, oh, these three people, this one's really cool. And Jen will be like, dear God, no. Just trust me. And the years that I've gone, you know, Jen, you're just a very negative person. And I just think they're really neat and you're not appreciating them. They've basically been people that could stab you in your sleep. I think that's probably an accurate way of putting it. Anything? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've been very fortunate that we've had awesome interns. And if you're listening, you've ever been an intern on a site, it's not you. You would know if it was you.
by the restraining order that showed up at your house.
And I'm so terrible and brain dead. I actually had someone a couple of years ago come up to me and apologize for leaving working as an intern for too early. And I didn't remember the name. So I'm bad at that. Anyway.
A sad state of affairs.
It is a sad state of affairs. But anyway. So we have all these other, that was a long, endless story for nothing, but we have awesome people at work on the site and Kate came up with this and she's really psyched about it, which makes me really psyched about it.
Awesome. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be so much fun. Yeah. And Jen gets to make a spreadsheet. So she's happy.
I haven't made one yet. Everyone else is making them.
Okay. I'll give you a spreadsheet to make. Don't
tell you guys out there how they're abusing me because they've made spreadsheets without me. But, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just Christmas season.
I'll have you do my income tax spreadsheet. Then, yeah, make you happy. It'll be awesome. But
guess what?
What?
speaking of advent calendars, because we were becoming a big advent calendar for December, my mom gave me a box, an advent calendar box.
Okay.
Every day is a pair of Christmas socks.
Seriously?
Yes.
Where did she find that? Because you're such a sock freak.
I don't know, but you can look on the back and see what the socks are, but I'm not doing that. I'm trying, like my husband picked the box out to move it, and I'm like, no, I don't want to see it because I want to be surprised with Christmas socks every day.
Sock. Wow. I don't even know what to say about that.
I got a problem with socks. I really do,
but there's worse things. So, you know, we'll go with that. Anyway. All right. So let's round this up before we get talking about more ridiculous things. Album. Thank you for the auction.
Yes.
Giving Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Tree lighting. Yep.
Kiss cover album.
I'm forgetting something.
Contest.
No, I know the contest, but I know I've already forgotten something. So, oh well. But we're going to be doing that and it will be awesome. And I just can't stand it. I'm so excited. So,
she is.
Yeah. I'm almost as excited about that as I get about Halloween. Almost.
I kind of thought I was going to turn on Skype today and you were going to have one like little elf ears and some booties with bells on them.
I used to, because, you know, I have my 4,000 ear piercings for those of you that have met me. And I used to
have any
ornaments because I was like, well, I can stick an ornament through that hole just as easily. So I used to hang a couple ornaments on each ear. My husband was like, really? So
you'll probably be surprised by this, but my family's weird.
What? I like your family. Don't bag on your family.
I know. I didn't say there was anything wrong with us being weird, but we're not Norman Rockwell. That's for sure. When my grandmother was still alive, like I said, our family's really, you know, small. But when my grandmother was still alive, we used to do Christmas Eve, you know, with her and my aunt and uncles. I don't know what started it, but somehow it started like probably my mom, because my mom is very into this shit, but like crazy Christmas earrings, not even crazy, but like, oh, look, I've got little bells. Oh, look, I've got little reindeer, you know, like kind of normalish Christmas earrings. And then my grandmother like tried to up the game. And then it finally got to a year where like everyone was trying to like completely like overdo each other. Like who has the greatest Christmas earrings? So we walked in one year and my grandmother literally had put string around big inflatable candy canes that you would put in your yard and had them looped around her ears.
Oh, I love her.
Were like almost as long.
That's awesome.
Like 3 feet long. And like one year she just wrapped a strand of lights all around her when she did it. Like that's our holidays.
I think that's excellent. I definitely have less going than I used to. In fact, when I was in Buffalo for the Shays, the three Shays things, Mary that works on the site was discussing earrings with me. And she's like, you know, that's all those earrings. It's like, you know, negative energy or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay. So I actually took quite a few of them out. So now I'm down to like four on one side and four on the other, I think. So,
okay. Well, I'm going to counter. I believe in negative energy and all that. I'm not disputing that. But the earring thing, my ears aren't pierced. Hasn't helped with my negative energy.
I'm so not good. That's why you're such a ray of sunshine.
I know. And my husband has like three in each ear. Mm-hmm. And he's definitely more positive than I am. So the earrings are in reverse here. It's funny. The only man in our house is the only one with their ears pierced.
I like that. Yeah. Well, anyhow. Well, thank you to everyone who's written in. Thank you to everyone for your comments and stuff. And we know that the holidays are really tough for a lot of you right now. And you're out of work or missing family or you're an owl and you don't know how you got to New York City.
Or you're an owl and you don't know where your dad is.
True. Good point. So, but just know we're thinking about you and appreciate all that you guys are doing, hanging in there. And you make our days too. I can't tell you, man. I had a period where I was like really getting pretty dark about all this stuff. And on Twitter, people are like saying like really cool things. And it like perked me up. And I was like, oh, nice people. Besides, you know, and Jen yells at me all the time. So it's just.
I have never yelled at this woman.
You haven't for a long time.
I was curious. I couldn't even say it with a straight face.
I know. You've screamed at me, but you haven't for a long time. Knock on wood.
I feel like if there's anyone in my life that I haven't screamed at, they don't know me that well.
Probably true. But
I am. I feel like I have chilled out. Medication's a wonderful
thing. Medication is a fabulous thing, and I really appreciate your medication.
There was something that happened the other day, God. And I don't know what it was.
Some scary years there, Jen. I thought you were going to show up my house with a gun or something.
For real. I'm not even like I wouldn't have done that, but I'm telling you. Well, you know what? On the other hand, to be fair to myself, too, my first like year on the site, I was working out meds and like on dosages and stuff. So there were some rocky times with my medication. I feel like I'm more delightful. Hey, look, but you see, are more you got delightful. Me at my worst and you still love me.
And I still loved you. Yep. And we did. Somebody,
I don't know if it was my sister.
And I didn't even hire you. So, hey.
Yeah. So it was my sister or somebody said something the other day and they were like, And in my head, I actually, she was so mad and saying that she was, and I said this, and I was like, oh my God, like, I remember a time when my reaction would have been, tell them, fuck the blah, blah. And I was sitting there going, but what come out of my mouth was, well, you know, really the way you should just look at it. And I'm like, what has happened to me?
You've changed considerably, and I have learned to let go of spreadsheets because... I'm working hard on that control thing, but yeah. Anyway.
But just one more thing.
Oh, if God, you one haven't more.
Already heard.
Mm. Nothing. No, go ahead. Mm-mm-mm. Don't hurt me.
Some abuse. One more thing, if you haven't already heard, because I find this very exciting news. Apple TV has let go of Charlie Brown Christmas for one night. They are playing it on PBS.
Okay.
You know, Apple TV took control of all the... Charlie Brown Peanuts, what you know, specials. Yeah. They did the Thanksgiving one, which of course I recorded and watched. Mm-hmm. And my husband, who you know is Snoopy.
Mm-hmm. He is in love with Snoopy.
Fanatic. Which is from when he was a kid. He didn't just like turn 50 and all of a sudden get Snoopy crazy. We're sitting there, we sit down and watch, and he says stuff so seriously, like you know him, so he'll just say it like for real, and I crack up because he's so serious. He's like, I hate this. They invite themselves over. They force Snoopy to make all this food. And then Peppermint Patty bitches about what she's getting served. He's just a dog.
Well, thank you to everyone for hanging in there till the end of the podcast. And thank you, Medication, for a brighter tomorrow. So we will see you next time on the AG podcast if we're still here. I'm imagining we will be.
I hope so. Everybody stay safe and healthy. Wear your mask, social distance, wash your hands.
Don't piss off Jen or Snoopy.
Don't do anything to Snoopy to piss my husband off.
That's true. Have a great night, guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.